edition of Religion and Rock. I'm Monsignor Jim Florin. Here he is, our producer and engineer for this little thing, Stephen the Man Sheldon.
Hello there.
How we doing?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Are you in a pumpkin mood?
I'm not in a pumpkin spice mood, I'll tell you that. I'm fed up with that already.
Everything's been pumpkin spice, right?
And there is no such thing as pumpkin spice.
To me, there is.
I know there is. That flavor. And
I like
you know this, I know, but when you buy the canned pumpkin,
right?
It's not pumpkin.
What is it?
It's squash.
There you go.
You know, because pumpkin really doesn't taste
you
that
good. You are breaking all the myths today. What are you doing?
I'm just trying to spread
the truth. Come on, let it go.
I like the fall. The sweaters are out.
Yeah,
the fires are
weather
going.
It's a good thing now.
There's a nice thing about charcoal in the summer.
Yeah.
But a fall wood fire.
Yeah, there's nothing like that smell in the air, right? There's a kind of nice thing. So we have an opportunity before us as kind of things kind of come around. You know, we got a new deal going on and new season, which is always nice no matter where you are in the country listening even. You know what? There's kind of a new deal going on. But there's also something to be said about cleaning out. You know, we have spring cleanup, but there's also the fall cleanup too, you know? And it's not just like usually that's the outside, right? The fall cleanup.
Yep.
And I do a little bit of that too, you know, clean up and throw.
We have a little yards.
Well, all the plants die though, and you got to get rid of your tomato plants and all of that stuff. So it's kind of sad for me, but it's a reminder that there's new life, you know, new things happen, and we kind of run into stuff. I've been cleaning out a little bit inside. I know you have too.
Yep.
Like kind of lightening the possession load, right?
Trying to get rid of stuff.
Nothing wrong with that. I think that's part of our lives, you know, is kind of lighten that load. We're going to take a look at possessions in our lives today and recognize that God's calling us to, you know, lighten that load so we can make room for Him, but also to own things in a particular way that don't kind of offend. To start us off, this is Joe Walsh. It's called A Life of Illusion.
Oh, why can't
Land of illusion. Sometimes I think in our lives we live in a land of illusion. We're not really honest with ourselves, and it's good to do a little introspection now and then. Take a little journey on the inside and take a look in our lives and say, well, what do I really need to do? What do I need to really do to make myself a better person, you know? Sometimes we fool ourselves into thinking, oh, everything's fine. There's no need to think about anything. But I think part of prayer is taking that look inside and asking for forgiveness for our sins, because the fact of the matter is we do sin. In the beginning, every time we celebrate Mass, there's a moment where we collect ourselves and ask God to forgive our sins, because the fact of the matter is that, you know, possessions get in the way. Sometimes we are possessed, you know, by evil thoughts or evil in our own lives, and we have to kind of let it go. So there's a beautiful gift in kind of being those people who take a look inside and say, make sure we're not fooling ourselves. Make sure we really got a sense of who we are and what's going on in our lives, because that's where we're going to kind of unfool ourselves, look at ourselves realistically, and ask God to help us and be with us in our lives. Hey, here's Rush. This is called Red Barchetta.
Tree.
Maybe you're living right now with the car you really love, you know? In our lives, I think we have that moment. I think everybody has a car that they fall in love with once, you know? I don't think you fall in love with every car you ever had. I can remember one time in my life I fell in love with the Volkswagen Beetle. And for me, that was my car, boy. I kept that car beautiful, and every day was a beautiful day to kind of have that beautiful Volkswagen Beetle. And then eventually whatever happened, I don't know, it just kind of ended. And you get cars. And then what happens, I guess, is a car is a place to get you places. You know, just as a thing that gets you from one place to another. I think in our lives that happens. You know, there's moments when the things mean so much, and then after a while it kind of goes away. Unless you're truly an enthusiast for a particular thing, well, then that's kind of going to be your whole life. But other times, you know, we kind of go from thing to thing, don't we? At one time, you know, it's your baseball mitt is everything, and you live for your baseball mitt, and as you get older and the baseball mitt's kind of like, okay, whatever, and then something else kind of comes in there. Hopefully, as we mature, it's no longer about the thingdom, but it's about the kingdom. You know, we can kind of get beyond the things of our life and say, well, we have them for a purpose, and they're good, but we can't live for those things, you know? We have to be able to kind of get beyond them. So there's something kind of cool about reflecting on that as we grow. Hopefully you can think back to that time. Maybe you had a whoopee. Maybe you had, you know, a stuffed animal. And that was security, you know? That was such an important thing in our lives. And even the things of our life when we were kids mean so much to us. As we get a little bit older, you know, they don't mean nearly as much, but they still have great memories. I have a lot of that stuff still around in my life. I have it in my house. And there's something beautiful about, like, knowing that, like, hey, my dad walked by a thing the other day in my house and said, hey, remember I made you that when you were a little kid. I said, yeah, I still have it, Dad. Like, it meant a lot to him to see that. There's cool things about that. But hopefully as time goes on, like, we kind of let go, we own things in a different way, and we can kind of grab onto people a lot more than we grab onto things. And that's what's going to make us much happier in the long run. Hey, here's Bruce Springsteen. This is called Hungry Heart. What's your great gift? What's your great desire? What's your great hope in life? That's part of the great hunger that we have in our lives. Hopefully it's directed in good and healthy things. You know, God calls us to be hungry for certain things. It even says it in the Bible, you know, to hunger for and thirst for justice and for the right thing for people and for ourselves and our families. You know, that's a great thing to have that hungry heart. I think we need that in our lives. We need to kind of direct that. We have to kind of discover what it is in our life. What do you kind of get passionate about in your life? What are the things that really matter to you in your life? You know, and as time goes on, it kind of changes from one thing or another. Even the things we're passionate about kind of change a little bit, right? You know, when I was a kid, I know, you know, when an album came out, I was the first one down at Times Square stores to go buy the album. You know, I couldn't believe it. Now it's much, much less. Like, that kind of music doesn't mean as much to me. New release doesn't mean as much to me as it once did when I was a kid, because you change as time goes on, right? But my heart's still hungry. My heart is still hungry for music, and music's still a very important part, you know, of my life, and kind of illustrates my life. Probably your life too, right? You listen to music all day long. I listen to all kinds of music all day long because my heart hungers for that. My heart hungers for people who are sad and depressed and lonely. Like, I want to help them. I want to be with them. And I think in our lives, as we recognize that, that's a great source of strength that we can recognize in our life that, yeah, you know what? We all hunger and thirst for different things. If we can direct that hunger in our lives towards something healthy, amazing things will happen. And that's the great promise from God, you know, to kind of find the hunger and don't make it hungry for hamburgers. Make it hungry for something important and kind of direct it that way. It could be an amazing moment in our lives where we see what God is really calling us to. Hey, here's Dave Matthews. This is called Too Much.
Between the lines, I'm gonna
that not the story of our lives or what? Too much. That's what happens all the time. Why not have 50 things when you can have one? You know, I want 52. So I think there's something important about recognizing that in our lives. You know, that's where all the big box stores go kind of go crazy, right? They can offer us 5 gallons of peanut butter instead of just a 12-ounce jar of peanut butter. And we tend to go for the 5 gallons, right? Because, you know, more is better. And we stuff our closets and stuff our lives and stuff everything else. And what happens, I think, sometimes is that gets in the way of God. That gets in the way of God's ability to kind of work with us and kind of we work with God to kind of use our gifts to make this world a better place. Sometimes the kingdom does take over. And we have to kind of look at that sometimes. What is too much? How much is too much? And there's something really important about recognizing that. I remember when I was having my office done, friends of mine came and they kind of rebuilt my office when I first went to the television studios. And they said, put everything you want out on the walls and everything on the shelves out on this table and we'll be back, you know, tomorrow to kind of look at it all and figure out where it will go. So I said, okay. So I put everything out. And the woman who came back said, now, is this what you want? Is everything you wanted, right? And I said, yeah, this is everything I want up on the wall. And she said, okay, you can only have half of it. So the rest, the other half has to go. And it was very hard to do, I have to say. And I was sort of like, well, you tell me whatever you want, but I'm going to do what I want. And I kind of went with her. And believe it or not, like living with less, absolutely fine. Living with less things surrounding me and all the junk of my life, absolutely fine. So there's something kind of powerful about that. And I think God in our lives calls us to kind of take that into account in our own life. Keep it in check because that's the truth. That's the truth about our lives, that less can really help God to break in and make a little bit more room. Hey, I'm Monsignor Jim. You're listening to Religion and Rock. We're talking about possessions. We lost somebody way too early, Tom Petty, a couple of weeks ago. We want to play this one in honor of him. We'll talk about him after this. Room at the Top.
Top of the world tonight. I can see everything tonight. I got a room where everyone can have a drink and forget those things that went wrong. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. And I ain't coming down. I got someone who loves me tonight. I got over $1,000 in a bank and I'm all right. Look deep in the eyes of love. We'll be right back. touch your heart. Yeah, like they do in those things on TV. I love you, please love me, I'm not so bad. And I love you so. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight. I got a room at the top of the world tonight, and I ain't coming down. No, I ain't coming down. I ain't coming.
We got a lot of emails about the loss of Tom Petty, people asking my opinion, thoughts on this. I got to tell you, you know, we lose somebody like that. It's a kind of hit to rock and roll. It's a hit to the whole gift, the encyclopedia of rock music, right? Because Tom Petty's a guy who's always there. He's always part of our rock history, always had the new album, always had the new hits, and always put the music together in a very humble and beautiful way. Not a superstar kind of presence, right? But a musician, a real musician. Saw him in concert a couple of times, too, myself. Just a beautiful musician who really love music and love to share music with people. This room at the top is about finding happiness, right? And it's a funny thing. What did he talk about? He found happiness in love. He found happiness in somebody loving him and him being able to love somebody. And that was more worth more than anything else on earth. I think that's a great gift. When we get to that moment in our lives, like if in our own lives, we can write a song like that. I think we've come to understand what possessions are about. That it's not just about, you know, what we can own and what we can gather, but it's about the people. It's about the moments of our lives that add up and matter more than anything else. And I think Tom Petty was there, you know. I think he kind of got it. I think by the end of this tour, he was saying, no more tours. You know, I'm not going to travel the country anymore. I'll do some music here and there. But you know what? I kind of found what really matters in life. And it's a funny thing. As people go through life, I think they come to that moment. So there's something kind of cool about that. So hats off to him, and thanks for a whole lifetime of beautiful music. We keep him in our prayers and know that his music will last forever. We'll keep playing it. Don't worry. Here's Peter Gabriel. This is called Big Time.
I'm on my way.
sometimes we think things will make us popular, things will make us happy, things will put us on top of the world, give it big time, you know? I think sometimes in our lives we're sorely misread by that kind of thing. And I think in our lives we have to kind of get beyond that. We have to say, well, you know, I don't understand what's going on here, but I have this desire for things. I got to let go of it. Finding happiness and finding our lives' kind of dream and journey have to do with things much, much deeper than that. It can't just be about the thing we wear or the thing that we have or, you know, whatever we collect. No, it has to be about that meaningful relationship. It has to be the relationship with God. It has to be a relationship with other people. Those are the things that add up, and those are the things that will ultimately make us big time. Here's Pink Floyd. This is called Have a Cigar. We might have a boss who thinks he or she is all that, you know? And there's ways to lead and there's ways to lead. I find the same thing. When I first got named the CEO and president of the television station, Telecare, you know, I read a lot of books. And I read one called Jesus, the CEO. Very interesting. And it talked about his leadership model. And they studied it and looked at it. And it was this kind of gift of being with people and loving people and kindness, but challenging as well. And all of those things, I kind of took it all to heart as I began a journey of leading a group of people and doing this television ministry. You know, it's very interesting when you think about anything you lead, to be able to be that person who's open to kind of saying, yeah, I got to change this a little bit. I got to look at other people. I got to work together. That corporate working together, that's when we're strong. I always say that, right? Take 10 pencils, put them together. You can't break them. One, yep, you break it. And there's something powerful about that working together that we're called to be every day of our lives, no matter what authority we have. We all have a little bit, and somehow or another, we can use it in a good way. Hey, here's the Police. This is called Spirits in the Material World. This song really hits the nail right on the head. Spirits in the material world. That's exactly who we are, in a sense. We're not just body. We're more than body, right? We're spirits, too. And so there's something about that, that we live in this material world, and sometimes we want to own the material world, right? We want to have as much as we possibly can of it. And ultimately, you know, we can only have a little piece of it, and we can only use it for a little while because it's all going to get left behind. You don't take it with you. So there's something interesting about that. Like, when you really reflect on it, you say, well, how much do I really need? Like, I know people, believe it or not, right now, who are very, very wealthy folks who are, like, downsizing. They're going to condos, to one-bedroom condos from these big mansions. Why? Because you say, well, how much do I really need? And the kids are grown up, and now I think we can kind of live more simply. It's an amazing reality when we think about that in our lives, that we can live with less. And kind of whether it's cleaning out or really making a decision to live smaller, there's something beautiful about that, because I think it becomes a place where God can begin to break in. It becomes a place where God can begin to dwell and help us to grow and understand ourselves better and really, you know, develop ourselves as human beings, spirits. And that's that spiritual side of us is such an important part of us that really has to be developed. We can't just allow air to allow it to grow. You know, it takes effort. It takes some work. It's like a workout. You want to grow your muscles, you got to work. You want to grow your spiritual life, you got to work a little bit. And this helps. All of this stuff kind of helps us to do that. Here's you too. This is called Ordinary Love.
The sea wants to kiss the golden shore. The sunlight warms your skin. All the beauty that's been lost before wants to find us again. I can't fight you anymore. It's you I'm fighting for. The sea throws rocks together, but time leaves us polished stones. We can't fall any further if we can't feel ordinary love, and we cannot reach any higher if we can't deal with ordinary love.
Della movie, believe it or not, you two singing in the soundtrack of that movie, An Ordinary Man, making a huge difference. I think that's kind of the gift in our lives, that we possess people in our lives. You know, their stories are kind of part of our makeup, part of our library, if you will, part of our hard drives, you know, that kind of inspire us. Hopefully your mind's filled with the lives of those kinds of inspirational people in your life, you know. I remember any time I'm at St. Patrick's Cathedral, I always try to go downstairs. It's sort of underneath the main altar, and underneath the main altar is the tomb, among others, of Fulton J. Sheen, Archbishop Fulton Sheen, who began Catholic communications. Like, I have this with you right now because of him. And I kind of go down there, and I kind of like to be in the presence there of his tomb and to be able to say a little prayer and say, thank you so much for what you did, you know, and I hope you're enjoying heaven. Because there's something beautiful about that, you know, when we have our lives are filled with those beautiful stories, something really powerful that we're called to recognize. Here's Leonard Skinner. This is called Simple Man.
Thank you. sit beside me, my only son. Listen closely to what I say. We'll be right back.
When it's skinned, it's simple, man. Well, that's the bottom line of it all, isn't it? That simplicity helps us so much in the area of possessions in our lives. You know, when we're complex and we have all these ulterior motives and we're looking for things all the time and always snooping around, you know, we get distracted. I think God calls us to a more simple life, a pure life. And that doesn't mean we can't have things. It's about how we own the things we own. Are you willing to share? Are you willing to kind of take your wealth and spread it around? You know, whatever the wealth is, none of us are going to be billionaires. No, there'll be only one or two in the whole crowd, right? But ultimately, when we can kind of share what we got, it's going to make the world a better place. We're going to be happier. Happiness is there for all of us, but we have to kind of recognize that it's an inside job. It doesn't have to do with the things of our life. No, it has to do with the people of our lives, the stories of our lives, and the great charism of our lives. You know, those character items we have in our life that make a difference. Like I said before, mercy and love and forgiveness, those things add up in the big way. So recognize that. Do a little cleaning out. Give God room to break in. You're going to be happy in the long run. You've been listening to Religion and Rock. It's hosted by me, Monsignor Jim Vlaughan, and it's engineered and produced by the man of many possessions himself, Stephen Sheldon. Have a wonderful week, everyone, and don't forget, say a prayer.